Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
Yeah, we can definitely get music.
I reckon we can. Let's do it.
She's actually really racist.
Hey, we might get some downloads.
So it's actually better if she doesn't speak.
Yeah, it's actually like she's contractually obliged not to speak.
Yeah, she's one of those women that hate other women. Do you know what I mean? Like, she does not support them. She is awful, but she's so cute.
She's very super cute.
Oh, Zeus.
She's like, I fucking hate you.
Don't look at me.
She like sat up the back of the car the whole ride here. Mm. And she was doing that thing where they stick their tongue out because they're like, it's a new smell.
Yeah, right.
Right? So they stick their tongue out. It looks like a dog panting. Like,
yep.
Like that.
Yeah,
so
we
I'm
got
like,
it.
Every car that's driving past is just like, is that cat just dying? Or like, how long has it been since it's had water? And I'm like, we've been in the car for 5 minutes. She's just excited. And she was like meowing. And I was like, okay, I get it. You hate comedy too.
Don't we all?
Like, hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
Yay.
And this week we have two guests.
We do, technically. Oh,
we have wonderful friend and great comedian, Ree Down.
Yay.
And her gorgeous cat, Zuzu.
Hey, Zuzu. Zuz.
Say hello, Zuzu. Yep. Nailed that.
ASMR kitty breathing.
Hey, I'm sure there is a market for that.
I'm sure there is.
100%.
We'll find it.
Yeah.
Now, Zuzu is obviously a jet-setting cat.
Yeah, she's a Libra. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's obviously a Libra.
Yes.
She's a Libra, yeah.
What does that make her like?
Insane.
Yeah, right.
Needy. Confident.
Okay. That's good.
Powerful. Weak. I don't know. I'm just saying adjectives.
Just a bit of everything.
But yeah, she's a jet setter.
Love so that. Cute.
She loves to, or she doesn't. Like she
hates going out,
she
actually.
Hates going
but
out,
you make
like
it.
Like everyone with depression. She's like, I just want to be at home. Which is why I got her.
Yep.
And then comedy festival, I'm like, bye. She's like, what the fuck?
See you never.
Yeah, we had a pact. We had a deal.
We were going to stay in bed all day, every day together.
You were going to smoke in the kitchen for 5 hours a night. And I was going to sit next to you on the kitchen bench while you did it. And where are you? Nowhere.
Now she gets to go out and do podcast adventures.
Well, that's why I thought I'd bring her today because she was being so sooky in bed this morning. Mm. Like she just, well, I was just like, oh, it's so hard to like deny her.
Yeah.
Which is like insane. She's like, I'm insane. She's a cat. Like it would be so easy to deny her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could just hop in the car and come
and
here.
And leave.
She's pretty placid though. She's really chill.
She's pretty chill in other, like, if you take her somewhere. But at home, she's, like, a little psycho.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's, like,
so this
crazy.
Is her, like, shoot people.
I was going to say, she's putting on a good show,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, you know when you, like, trick someone into thinking you're, like, normal
yeah.
and, like,
and then,
really chill. Yeah. And then you're, like, ah, psych.
6 months into a relationship, you're, like, actually, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I feel like that's everyone, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's 100%.
If you think you don't do that. You're wrong.
Yeah.
Anyone listening being like, I never do that. Like, no, I'm like really upfront. No.
You're not.
We're all psycho.
Yeah.
All closet psychos.
Every single person.
Everyone.
Especially if you're listening to a comedy podcast.
Yes.
Everyone is a closet Zuzu.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just. Where did the name Zuzu come from?
So her name was Azula at the RSPCA.
Oh, that's from Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Yeah, it's from Avatar. And so because, you know, like James is such a weeb.
James is your partner.
My boyfriend. Yeah. He was like, people just think I called her that.
you okay?
I think you just tried to take a sip of water at the wrong
and
time.
And spat it onto the microphone.
Oh, well, then my microphone, that's fine.
Let's get this podcast started.
Yeah.
And so he was really nervous about people thinking that he's a big cat nerd? After, like, Avatar.
Like, we already know that.
I know, but he was like, I think it's like, it would just be like extra uncool if I called my cat that. And so I was like, oh, so, and I was talking to mom and I was like, what about Zuzu? Yeah. No, I think she said, what about Zuzu? One of us said it. We're like, yeah.
Zuzu
that's
is
like
what.
Me and my mom.
And we're so always... James calls her Susan. He's like, Susan, stop it.
Zuzu is still from Avatar The Last Airbender.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it's what Azula calls
her cat?
Brother.
Really?
Like, Zuko is Azula's brother. And Azula.
Okay, Zuko. Don't tell James. James is very supportive. He'll listen to this podcast and then he'll get really upset.
So I still think you're a big nerd, James.
Yeah, James, you're a fucking loser.
But hey, that's
what. Baby dick.
That,
whoa.
But that is what James and I like bonded over the first time with nerd shit. So yeah, he's baby dick. Yeah. That
love
is.
That.
Yeah.
Love we have, that.
James and I are real close.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fun.
Yeah.
Vicky, so is this your first pet, Ree?
No.
Oh, God.
You've had lots of pets?
Let's talk about Ree's other pets that she's had over the years. Show it. Where's your tattoo? So this is in honor of...
My fallen rats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. What happened to the rats?
They all died.
They all
no way.
Died. Well, I mean, they were all old and died.
Right.
She
yeah,
didn't,
I forgot about
like,
the rats.
It wasn't weird murder-suicide
I'm not like, you know, getting their graves dug up and like having them re-examined.
It was.
I'm going to find out who did this to you.
When you say graves, you mean your freezer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All the rats have been cremated. Oh, this is like becoming cross podcast. Yes, I still have rats in my freezer. Yes, I've been there for a year and a half because yes, it is expensive to get rats cremated.
Okay.
And all of my money has been going to zoos.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Could we,
okay, can we drop?
How many rats did you have?
The most rats I've ever had.
Yeah.
At the time was 14.
Wow.
Because one of them that I rescued gave birth to 12 rats.
Whoa.
A week after I got her.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
You thought she was just fat? No.
It wasn't even that. She was like normal weight.
Oh,
when
God.
She had the babies, I was like, oh my God, she like has an eating disorder. She's like anorexic as fuck.
Jeez. Right.
She was like she was smaller than my other rat.
And pregnant
took
with
after
12.
Me who was like, nom nom nom, food.
Were they related rats, those two?
No, no.
Just two different rats.
The one I had was from, so I had three at one point in Brisbane. I'd got them all at different times.
Right.
About like 2.5 years apart. So I got the third one because the first one was like, you know, about to pass.
Yeah.
Right.
And
replacement rats.
Replacement rat because you can't, it's really hard to put one in after the one's passed because the other one's like, what the fuck?
You're trying to replace my
friend. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Because they're very like soulmatey animals and they sleep together. And then when we moved to Melbourne, one of those passed, and then we got the rescue rat.
Yeah,
who had all the babies.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
did you have a word to the place that you got it from?
No, because she was like, so when I say rescued, like her, I mean I like legitimately rescued her from this like insane person from the suburb. I'm not gonna like mention,
but
I'm like scared they'll put a hit on me.
Fair enough.
And she. She was like, she bred these rats like really terribly.
Oh
like,
my God. That's sad.
It was like, and I didn't pay money for her, for the rat or anything.
Yeah.
I was just like, I put an ad out on Gumtree.
Yeah.
And like, if anyone knows of, I was like looking at ratteries and stuff, any rats that like maybe a year and a half old.
Yeah.
So I want to get one the same age as the other one. So
yep.
It stopped dying one every 1.5 years. I was like,
how long do rats live?
Usually about three and a half years.
Right.
If you like take them to the vet. I mean, some live a lot longer than that, but like that's with like good genetics and good breeding.
Sure.
Oh,
Zuzu's up and about.
Zuzu's making a move.
Bye, Zuz.
Bye, darling. Take your time. Go have a wonder.
All right.
And she tries to kill herself. Tries to
There's a way.
Lucky everything's closed, huh?
Yeah.
Idiot.
Dumb cat.
You thought you were going to off yourself.
She's going to try and run somewhere, but it's like, where do you have to run to?
Yeah, it's not.
It's all new.
Yep.
Yeah. She doesn't know where she's going.
But yeah, and then like she had this whole, it was like I actually like went to the house and it was like an actual dump almost.
Oh God.
It was awful.
Like
it was
a like hoarders yeah.
situation. So she was like, I don't want this rat anymore, my mama. Like, and I was like, fine, I'll take her. I took her home. A week later.
So literally rescued, not like...
Literally rescued. Yeah, none of that fucking privilege RSPCA shit. Like, I went to the dump and I rescued her.
You're
myself.
A true hero.
I know.
Yes.
Do you think the lady knew she was pregnant when she wanted to give it away?
So. I don't think so. Right. Because
she was trying to breed
them. If she knew,
yeah.
she would have kept her.
Because you could sell more babies. Yeah, yeah, right.
Wow.
Oh, God, that's
so
sad.
So how come you've decided not to get more rats and you have got Zuzu instead?
It's too much heartbreak. It's too much heartbreak every, like because of the time frame, like, I got them all. It was, like, every 1.5 years. Was like
one died.
Awful.
Yeah, that's a lot of...
I mean, my goldfish died, like, a week ago, and
it's
I was,
a very
like,
famous goldfish,
I
so.
Cried for, like, 7 hours while it was dying because I was like, I don't know what to do.
I, like, how woke James up dying? At 5 a.m.
Oh, it's very obvious.
Oh, really?
If it's, like, floating at the top.
Yeah, it, like, it'll float down the bottom. It can't swim properly. Like, it'll try to swim and then it'll start floating down. Like, its center of gravity is off.
Mm.
It's very sad.
Yeah. Well, that fish
and cats
survived
last forever.
So much. That's true. They don't die.
Cat. Yeah, that fish survived MICF.
Yeah.
I reckon he was just triggered.
He, yeah, it's that time of year.
Wait,
again.
Why is she coming home so late?
He
oh,
got
bog. I'm out.
Yeah. He got left at the festival club last year, that fish, just by himself.
I know. 20 shows he did.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. His predecessor lasted about 5.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, this is animal abuse, and took that fish home.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
Not really. It wasn't actual animal abuse, but.
But this person.
Also, I've just rescued this fish as well, so I'm actually an angel.
You are a hero to all animals.
Oh.
Yeah.
And now you got Zuzu.
Shout out to Stu Dolman, animal abuser.
Previous guest Stu, probably future guest.
Get him on next. Get him to defend himself.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Let's do that.
What do you have to say, Mr. Dom?
It's like the daytime television fish. Version of our podcast.
Yeah.
Underneath his
called head. Out with Thick and M.
That's our new podcast. It's just all about, it's just calling out people over and over and over again.
So why do you like say this to me like in that tone?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea for a
that
podcast.
That would be so much of mine.
We were...
Like, did you mean it? Or like,
I was walking down the street and you didn't say hi. Ooh. And I was just wondering, what's that about?
So what the fuck's going on? Shoves a microphone in their face like a news reporter.
Yeah, it's like it's a roaming podcast.
That's brilliant.
You're out and about. And as soon as you get fucked on, you're just like, excuse me.
The fuck's your deal?
Why'd you walk into that door before me, huh?
Oh, I love it.
I also love it. I think
all right, well, I'm starting a new podcast called...
Yeah. Excuse me. The fuck? I literally came up with this.
We're starting a new podcast.
Vic and Em and Rees called out.
I kind of like, excuse me, what the fuck? That's a good title
excuse me,
for
what
it.
The fuck?
Excuse me, what the fuck? Excuse me, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what that's, we pre-record is the
perfect.
Intro.
Can that be the intro for this podcast instead of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems? Can you make up a fake intro called "Excuse Me, What the Fuck"?
That's a good soundbite.
I made sure that we stayed clean for that one, so we got that one. I can take that out. Yep,
I love that.
And also send it to me for my ringtone.
Absolutely.
You're out and about in your own voice. It's like,
excuse me, what the fuck? People are like, what? I'm like, no, it was my phone.
That was my phone.
It's your text.
But also, what the fuck?
But also, like, what the fuck?
It's really...
I've been recording this whole time.
It's really interesting when you have ringtones that are, like, words.
Yeah.
You know
is
what
it?
I mean? Yeah. No, you know what I mean? Like, what am I trying to say? You know when it's, like a sentence instead of, like, a tone?
Yes.
Like, My boyfriend has used to on his old phone have a message tone for me, which was from like a show that was like, this is really nice.
And as in you saying that or just a...
No, just like a random
right, okay.
thing. But it was
that's
for when,
weird.
But it was for when I messaged him. So like specific to my messages.
Yeah.
So like he'd be out in the field, like in his hive, he's like doing like man stuff with another man, doing like, hey dude,
like anal,
yeah,
just doing hype anal, and then all of a sudden it'll just be like, oh, this is really nice, and they'd be like, what the fuck, dude,
that's so funny,
yeah,
that's great,
this is really nice, actually, what the fuck, excuse me,
that's the I'm gonna make that my ringtone as well for you,
screaming at everyone this weekend.
It's the perfect weekend for it.
Closing weekend.
This weekend is closing weekend of Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Oh my God, it's meant to be over.
Yeah.
It's like I'm enjoying it, but I just also I'm so tired.
I think it's like you always live in a 50-50 of I wish this was 100% over and oh, I wish it never ended.
Yeah. It is the best and worst time of the year.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
And it's really hard to know which one you're going to feel at any given second during the festival.
It's like spring break for comedians.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's insane. You know, James, so I brought James out to Festival Club the other night. And people kept going, how's your festival experience going? And it was like, the next person to ask me that is getting hit in the softest part of their skull. Yeah. I don't care about this.
No.
He's like, I'm not a comic.
No.
He was like,
yeah, it's weird that they're asking.
Like, there's no festival experience for me because it's just like, I'm just like out with my girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was like, the fuck are you talking about? And it was always like weirdos trying to start conversations.
I was going to say, it's never your friends that ask that because
they know.
We know.
Yeah.
James is just like, excuse me, what the fuck?
I think if I called episodes anything other than just read down, it'd be called that. Maybe I could just call it that this week and just have your with photo guest. There. That's the perfect face.
Yeah, he's like, and then I keep going to ask actual comics, how's your festival going? But now I just have like James in the back of my head. I'm like, I'm a loser. Don't make conversation.
I know.
Well, but I feel like the story is always very much the same.
Yeah.
You can ask seven people, how's your festival going? And
yeah,
the
good,
response
thanks.
Will be
yeah, okay.
pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah.
How's your show going? Yeah, fine.
No, it's always... Yeah, show's good. Numbers could be better. That's always...
Unless you're like Will Anderson or whatever.
Even still, I reckon it'd probably be
he'd
the
probably
same.
He'd probably say the same, yeah. You're
show's
right.
Great. Numbers could be better. I only had a K in today.
Yeah, true. Yeah, okay.
Fuck Will Anderson. That's right. Fuck you and your money and your shows.
Yeah. I don't know how two episodes of late have come around to Will.
Yeah, God. Our last live episode that we've done that we would have come out I don't know when, before this, after this. Who knows
you guys
what timelines
figure it
are.
Out. Okay, yeah. Listeners, you get it.
You've either heard this or you haven't.
Yeah.
Whatever. but yeah, one of our live episodes, because when this is how it came up, and I will tell again.
Yes.
The doctor, when I was in hospital the second time, was like found out that I was a comedy producer.
Mm.
Normally I say graphic designer when I am asked what I do. But I wanted to make it very clear to the hospital that I was very busy at this time of year and I needed to get out of hospital. So I kept saying comedy producer because they'd be like, oh, it's a busy time. I'm like, yeah, hurry the fuck up and fix me.
Can you get this out of me, please? The amount of times I've had to go to the ER and say that.
And he was like, oh, you got any comedy festival recommendations? He wasn't the one that asked me just before I was going into surgery. He was asking me during like but there was another
you're
guy
like
that
counting back from 10.
Yeah. It was almost that. They're like, so have you
you're
got
like
any
breast of the fest.
Yeah.
Nick Kappa. Jonathan Schuster.
I do a podcast and I'm out.
Cassie Workman. Ferocious. Count 10 shows back.
But this guy was like, he decided he wanted to tell me that he wasn't a big fan of Will. And I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, well, one, you don't realize that he's like basically the reason I do comedy. Like,
yeah, and you're like, also, Will doesn't need you to be his fan, mate.
Yeah, also, yeah, he's well aware.
Oh my God, I'm going to tell him he's going to be so upset.
This random doctor at St. Vincent's doesn't like you. No. Yeah, it was.
That's so weird.
It was, yeah.
I always love when people decide to tell you the comedians they hate.
Yeah, like you're not possibly friends with them.
Yeah, and you're also just like, dude, also, I don't care about your opinion anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up.
Yeah, but also, like, you don't walk into a cafe and be like, oh, hey, man, you're a barista. I tell you fucking what, the barista down the road, he's a piece of shit, isn't he?
Yeah, it's you know, so like, weird.
It's super weird, especially because you're like, okay, cool. Well, now I know that you're also super judgmental.
Yeah.
You have,
yeah.
Instead of telling me like, oh, my favorite comedian's so-and-so, you're like, let me list five people I fucking hate.
I hate. Yeah, why is that your
like,
go-to?
And it's always like, I don't like them. It's like, I mean, you don't like their comedy. Yeah. You don't know who they
are. Yeah, you don't know them.
Yeah, yeah. It's so weird. Becky Lucas was saying the other night, she was like, I've done a lot of jokes. We're having a really good Brisbane girls catch up.
Right.
And she was saying, like, I cannot like someone's comedy. I can think someone's not funny, but I can still really like them.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
for
so
sure.
many people, like, can't, like, tell
the
like,
difference.
Can't put the difference. Yeah. Like, even, like, a lot of comics can't.
Yes.
Like, if someone's not funny enough, they're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. Lame, and I have boo. People that I don't particularly I don't like, but I think are very funny.
Yeah,
as well. Yeah. It goes the other
which
way.
Worse,
I'm going through the list.
It's definitely worse.
Yeah. Because you're like, God damn it, I want to dislike you.
Yeah.
And your Fuck. Comedy.
Yeah. Emily Tresida.
God damn it. Yeah, that's Why me every so day funny? In the mirror. Why am I so goddamn funny? But everybody hates me. Love it.
You're like, oh. Anyway.
Anyway.
I mean, I it's guess. Our life. We
Too
get
real?
It.
Oh, well.
Oh, thank you for that water.
That's okay.
Yum.
Hydration station. I tell you what, Podloft, home of now Zuzu. She lives here now.
Oh, and no.
Do I have plants that cats can't be around? Do I have
Do you
plants?
Have monstera? You do.
I do.
Can they not eat that?
Apparently, no, if they eat it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, is she?
Is she under the couch?
Oh, she's behind the
Oh,
little...
she's behind the poster box.
Oh, that's hi, so cute. Bubby.
Oh.
Hello.
A Heidi cat.
Hello, darling.
So she's if they eat a Monstera, though, what happens?
I think it's just, like, the leaves, maybe, because, like, the stems and Talking stuff, like, they have liquid in them. Like, we have a plant at the front of our house in our front garden that it's, like, kind of the same. If it's got a really thick stem. And when you, like, when we cut it and trim it and stuff, like, all this, like... liquid sap goes everywhere and sap goes everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, it's not even, like... I mean, the chances of her actually, like, going for the Monstera is, like,
pretty
rare. Slim, but, like, sometimes she does chew on a leaf or a plant, not to eat it, but just as, like, a...
like a baby to, like, see what it's like.
Yeah. And so, like, it would be, like...
not great.
Would kill her.
Yeah.
Or she'd kill the Monstera.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'd rather that.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Even though that's a bloody sick plant.
And that's my first plant that I ever got that has survived.
And you're really looking after it too.
And yeah, but it's growing new leaves and shit and everything.
Yeah, it's
and you've got little
well.
Stems and stuff in there to keep it upright.
Yep.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
You're so responsible.
It's mostly my sister.
I was going to say, Siobhan, you're incredible, bebe.
That is maybe the best Podloft moment that's ever happened. You're incredible. It's true.
She is.
No, it is. It's very, very true. Speaking of
I just didn't know if I was allowed to like break the fourth wall.
Eh, podcast. Fuck it.
I
Whatever.
Mean, you didn't ask permission.
Shut up!
So,
I love you.
I mean, you're not, but also like, we're doing it.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
I love that she stays silent the whole time too.
She's professional.
She's so professional. It's not even her podcast. She's killing it.
What were we going to say, Em?
I was just going to say, I don't remember how I was going to segue to it, but
okay. What's
a pet that you've had that's your fave, Vic?
I've only had like, well, I don't count the fish that I had.
Oh my God, you're a monster.
Yeah, I am. That's I am. Brutal. I only count real ones.
Oh. Wow.
Zuzu, we're going. Come on.
We definitely have had that conversation on the podcast before, or maybe it was on another podcast that I was on.
Okay, we've all got things going on.
I've had two dogs that I grew up with, not separate, like they were one and then the other one.
Yeah. Mm.
The first one my parents got before I was born. And so I grew up with that dog, Penny, who was like a Kelpie cross.
Okay.
And then we had Mitch, who was a Blue Heeler cross. Mm-hmm. I don't think we named either of them. I think I've told Mitch was a rescue. He was already called Mitch and he was found on a beach. And he was named that because he was named after David Hasselhoff's character from Baywatch.
Oh, that's so cute.
So you can judge the timing, like roughly when we got that dog.
That's adorable.
But Penny was put down. She was very old. She was like 14. Mm. She was put down the day that I got braces.
So that double whammy.
The worst day ever.
Excuse me, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Parents, my life.
Here's you've just got braces, and anyway, in the car park of the dentist, we're just going to tell you that Penny is no longer with us. Cool.
Oh my God.
I think I was 10 as well because I got braces quite early, and yeah, fuck.
I'm like, does it hurt to get braces?
I don't remember. It was a very long time ago. I had it all over and done with before I was out of primary school. And then my second dog, and then Mitch, we had him for 7 years and he got cancer. And then he died on New Year's Eve, just before I was about to go to a New Year's Eve party.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's so depressing.
Yep. And then after that, Mum and Dad said, well, we're not getting any more animals. I can't go through that again. And then we didn't have any more pets.
Wow, that's brutal.
Yeah. So.
That is really sad.
So I get that.
I'm going to go.
Anyway, on that note.
Well, I had sea monkeys.
They don't count.
Yeah, I definitely did have sea monkeys. And they grew to be like pretty big.
No, we're not denying you had sea monkeys. we're just denying you being able to include that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the only like proper pet that I ever had was when I was born.
Yeah.
My parents already had a dog.
Yeah.
Like Lassie. My brother.
Like Lassie, like
a collie.
Yeah. A collie. Aww. Called Storm.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Dope. Yeah. 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 Pretty baller actually.
Yeah.
So like the only pictures I have of like me with a pet is like me as a baby next to this like huge ass dog.
Oh. So that means that your porn name is Storm. That's pretty great.
Yeah. That's actually.
Yeah. Sick. And then it's the first street you lived on, right?
Yeah.
But did you live on Daniel Street?
Yeah. That's me.
Do you know what your first street is?
No, I don't. I don't know what the first street I lived on.
What's the first one that you remember then?
First Avenue.
Stormy First. Great. What's yours?
Maddie Toomey. It just sounds like another white girl name.
It does.
Like, it doesn't sound like anything.
Yeah. No, mine's just Penny Bilotto.
She plays tennis. Yeah. She goes to Pilates. Like,
yeah, she definitely goes to Pilates.
Me, Maddie Toomey.
Yeah. That's actually like a pretty strong name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Maddie Toomey.
You know, if I ever go into witness protection.
Well, not anymore. You can't use
the crimes I can't talk about right now.
Both of these things are now a bust for you. You know that, right?
You can take Penny Bilotto if you want.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, now, again, we can't do that.
Yeah. Wait until stop recording.
Okay, all right. And then we'll go through another one.
I don't think you guys are getting it. You can't keep saying this stuff on a pod.
Oh, what about like Amber Pussy Whipped?
Yeah, there we go. Done.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, God damn it.
I love it.
Yeah. Speaking of loving it.
Yeah.
You
read McDonald's?
Yes. Do you love like it. McDonald's?
Yeah. We can almost see one from my house. So
we
close.
We both turned around and be like, where? Where can you see the McDonald's? Where? So desperate to see
not
the golden
enough.
Arches we've never seen before.
Oh, I can see my car. It hasn't gotten a ticket yet. That's good.
That is so fun. Which color is yours?
The maroon one.
You know, I was going to pick that one of
really?
All the ones. Yeah.
It looks the cheapest.
No, because I think the color is like the most not.
Queensland?
Yeah, okay. Does it have Queensland plates still? Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, we have not got a Victorian registration.
Yeah, but neither has your boyfriend ever
only
got his.
Just, yeah, he did to
he
sell
did,
it
because
we're selling the car now. So he's just,
oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
that
just
makes
put
sense.
It over to Victoria.
The amount it's of so comedians expensive. That I know that still have their license plates from other states is just insane. I'm like, oh, it's almost like comedians don't get any money.
But also Queensland registration is by far the cheapest, I'm quite sure.
Yeah,
is it?
So cheap.
Yeah,
really?
So that's why. And also you don't have to take it over the...
To be fair, now that I'm thinking about it, it is all Queensland comics.
Yeah.
And it's also like swapping plates over. You have to get brand new plates made up, which is like $500 or something.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that expensive when my boyfriend went and got it, but
really?
I can't fully remember. So maybe you're right. But I think it had to do
I'm with probably
it.
Wrong.
Yeah, I don't think it's that expensive.
That's probably how expensive it feels to me.
Yeah. It's probably like $54. Round that up to $500.
I mean, that's like $500. What the fuck?
Excuse me. What the fuck?
Excuse me. What the fuck? Welcome back to Excuse Me, What the Fuck?
Yeah, if only there wasn't another What the Fuck podcast.
What is it?
WTF, the Mark Maron one, one of the most popular podcasts in the world.
But I think WTF is him. Different
yeah,
to
I know.
What the Fuck.
He's an up-and-comer, so.
I hate open micers just starting podcasts. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, get it. You've all got opinions.
I think WTF is different enough to What the Fuck. The actual spelling out of What the Fuck.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to have asterisks in the thing because iTunes is a pussy.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. iTunes. Yeah, you fucking heard it first here.
That's ever come out of your
iTunes
mouth.
iTunes, sorry.
Is a pussy.
Yeah, because iTunes is a pussy. Yay!
Helen! Ree brings out a terrible side of me.
Yeah, sorry. I'm a really bad influence on Vicky.
I feel like sometimes this same thing, and this is really funny because you and Ben Knight are really good friends, but the same thing happened when Ben Knight was on the pod. She became so bro-y, it was like crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Insane.
Even last night when me and Ben were going to dinner, he was like, yeah, I'm just doing like ketamine and heroin. And I was like, Ben, I have never done heroin. Thank you so much. Can you stop attacking me?
How dare you?
I was like, you don't understand what drugs are. Yeah. Okay.
But then you also told him that he could only shop kombucha. So
Yeah.
I mean, you give and you take. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Totally.
You give and you take.
And was like, there's really cheap drinks here on Tuesday nights. And I was like, Ben only shops kombucha. So he's probably not interested. He thinks he's better than everyone. No.
Yeah.
Ben is starting.
I mean, he is pretty.
Ben's starting a rumor that I'm a extreme leftist snowflake, and I'm starting a rumor that he's an alt-right pig.
Nice.
So spread it.
Well, you heard it here
We decided to have a dinner last night.
You heard it here first, guys. Please spread the rumor that Ben Knight is an alt-right pig.
And also one of my best friends. See, guys, we can work together.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's the hate love relationships that really make working relationships.
Exactly.
I asked the woman at dinner last night for a vomit bucket, like jokingly.
Yeah.
I was like, because there's like so much food.
What did you eat?
Well, I had a big pizza, but also like Ben ordered this huge parma that like literally, like I'm not even kidding, like was across the size of like his chest.
Jesus Christ.
Actually,
and
insane.
He's not a small he's man.
He's a
large
big
man.
Dude.
Yeah.
Like it's insane. And I kept being like, and can we get, and we also ordered milkshakes.
Oh my
Ben
God.
Ben got an Oreo crunch milkshake. I got a vanilla
milkshake. Wait,
where
did you go?
To Universal.
Not at the Ligon same Street. Time though, right? Not the food. No.
Yes.
Free.
Ben was like, come on, you've got to, the milkshakes are so good. My treat. And I was like,
Well, I guess if someone else is paying for it.
And I was like,
it was like $500. So.
It was actually so cheap. It was really good. But he was like, I was like, can I get a vomit bucket, please, after these plates have been taken away? And she kept being like, we don't have vomit buckets. And then I asked her again when she was like taking the plates away. I was like, and that vomit bucket I asked for? And Ben was like, sorry, my friend hasn't like been out of the house in a really long time. I was like, shut up, you always do this to me. Just create such a scene at dinner. It's like my favorite thing to do.
Great.
And this is why we've never had dinner with Ree.
Actually, Vicky has dinner with me and it always involves us like just hoofing down McDonald's.
Yeah, it's a lot of McDonald's.
Is it always really McDonald's?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay, wait, stop. Does that count as going to dinner?
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
I count it as.
Yes, it does. Otherwise, my life is fucked.
Okay. Excuse me, what the fuck? I think you, do you sit in McDonald's when you're eating this McDonald's?
We have once,
sometimes.
I think.
Yeah.
Then I think that counts.
Okay.
I think you have to dine in for it to be counted as going to dinner with someone.
People who are poor are people too. Okay? And people who love greasy burgers are also people.
Yeah. People that like to eat in their homes greasy burgers.
And people
are
who
also
like to
people.
Have their friends over while they're wearing their pajamas and eat McDonald's with them are people as well.
I'm not denying you're people.
Just saying that
you're the
you
worst
gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, precisely. Perfect. Now, Redown, it is the time of the pod we like to call Hypothetically Yes, where I ask you a hypothetical question based on our chats here today.
Okay. It's
always a would you rather. You,
yes.
Please don't make me fuck my cat.
Oh.
Damn it.
I don't want, shit. I don't want to be the new Shane Dawson. Okay, please.
Okay. All right. Redown. Would you rather... Mm-hmm. Every time you get a text message, someone appears out of nowhere and just goes, what the fuck?
They don't say, excuse me.
Excuse me.
So, that, so
me
they get the they get the bit wrong?
No, which
is even more frustrating?
Yes, they get the bit wrong, which is even more frustrating.
I like
just
that.
Like,
I like
oh, my God.
It's, excuse me. God damn it. Or, so that happens every single time you get a text. So that's when you're out, when you're at home.
Is that called Facebook messages?
Yep.
Fuck. No one texts anymore.
Or so that is your life.
Who's the person?
It might change. They might do shifts.
Is it someone I know or is
it's just
no,
a random
it's a stranger?
That's awful. Like in my bedroom.
They don't do anything else though. Like they literally just like open the door, say, what the fuck, and then leave.
And doesn't matter where
like evaporate into thin air. Yeah. Do I have to let them out of my house? Like, do I have to get out of bed to let them out?
No, it's like a spatial dimension thing.
It's kind of like time travel or like, location travel.
Okay. And they can't do anything to me?
No.
No, they just damn it.
Their job is strictly say that and leave.
Okay.
Or like get out with the magic portal that they have.
Okay.
Yep.
Or, so that is your life. Okay. Or Zuzu lives here.
I would choose the person. what the fuck? Every time I get a text message and Facebook message.
Aww.
Yeah?
Yes. Love. I'm not giving up my little zoo.
Did you hear
everything.
That, Zuzu?
She loves you.
She loves you.
Sue, what are you doing?
She's like, actually, I really wish
she's
you
like,
had
I'm actually
me.
Freaking the fuck out right now. Why the fuck did you do this to me?
Aww, that's so cute. All right, Ray, we have one final question. Same question
I
that we
didn't
asked.
Do it, okay? Of the police or the FBI sent you here and like under the guise of this fucking comedy podcast, mm-hmm. I'm here to say I didn't do it. I had nothing to do with it. Okay, it's just a coincidence.
That might be the best answer we've had for that question. Same question that we ask of all the guests. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Spider-Man?
Is this really what you asked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Andrew Garfield's really hot.
Yeah, correct.
And I think that Spider-Man, like, you know, with the original Tobey Maguire film, mm-hmm. Spider-Man 3 is the cringiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Correct.
When he walks down the street.
Oh, and doing the finger guns and like
so
dancing and
he
stuff.
He always looks sweaty.
Yep.
Tobey Maguire always looks sweaty.
He does
always.
Actually, doesn't he? Yeah.
And I really like Tom Holland. I think he's really fun. And he's got a good vibe.
Yeah.
And I think he's got a much better vibe for Spider-Man than Andrew Garfield because he was like way too cool.
Yeah.
To play Peter Parker. Like Peter Parker's still supposed to be like really unsure of himself and... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Since Andrew Garfield, like, having one of the hottest guys in the UK play him does not, like...
Yeah. And, I mean, work. Tom Holland's still a good-looking kid, but
oh,
he's
is
also...
Oh, great-looking, but he has more of a kid vibe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he actually is, like,
he's excited and...
Yeah. And, yeah, he keeps fucking with the plots. Like, he is a child.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
he's actually, like, oh, wait, I'm not supposed to tell everyone what happens in this film yet? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I think it's great. And also him on... Lip sync.
Oh my God.
It's everyone's favorite.
Oh. So good. Mm.
So good.
The Rock did one the other day.
Did he?
Yeah. Keen to check that out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just like, you know how like every time like they do a female song, like the joke is like there, it's a man dressing up as a woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tom Holland was just like, no, I'm just wearing a corset.
Yeah.
I'm me. Like, I love that. Like, he
did. It
was
very cool.
He just did really dope dance moves and didn't like.
Yep.
Like, there wasn't a joke in it. The joke
no,
it was
just
like,
I'm a
oh
good,
my God,
I'm a good
like,
dancer.
So
good. And
dancing to Rihanna, this is amazing.
Yep,
it was and amazing. Not like, oh, he's got a wig on. Ha, 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 Channing Tatum.
Imagine being a woman. God, yeah. That must be so shit.
Oh, gross. Yuck. Oh. Oh. No. Excuse me, what the fuck?
Does someone have a vomit bucket? Because I think we need it.
Yeah, I would actually love a vomit bucket.
All right, on that note, I think that's a good note.
Vomit bucket.
Yay, vomit bucket.
Thank you so much, Ree.
Thanks,
Ree. Thank you for having me, guys. Woo.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.